There's a famous story told about Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav. The great Rav was once on a train in Eastern Europe. And on this train, there were some passengers who began to humiliate the Rav. They looked at his beard, his humble-looking clothing that he wore, and they just insulted and completely made fun of him. Rav Soloveitchik said absolutely nothing. He did not defend himself whatsoever. When the train arrived in Frankfurt, there were some 5,000 people waiting for this world-renowned tzaddik to finally arrive to their city. When the passengers realized what they did, they shamefully turned to the Rav and said, "We're sorry, we didn't know." The Rav looked at these people and said, "Don't apologize to me. Apologize to that poor, lowly man that you humiliated in the train." You see, they didn't realize. And what the Rav is teaching them is that sometimes saying, "If I only knew then what I know now," that's just not always enough. We find this with regard to the Megillas Rus. At mealtime, Boaz turned to her and said, "Biyomer la Boaz l'eis ha'ochel," during the time of eating, mealtime, he said, "Go shehalom yochalt min halechem, v'tevat pitech b'chometz. Come over here and partake of the bread and dip your morsel into vinegar." Rus modestly did not take any bread for herself. So what did Boaz do? The pasuk continues and says, "Vayisbad la koli v'toichal v'tispa v'toisar." Boaz handed her parched grain, and she ate it, and was satisfied. The Medrash tells us that koli can also mean a small amount, a little, from the word kalil. Boaz gave just a pinch of parched grain, that which can be held between his two fingers. Boaz had absolutely no idea that this act would be recorded and demonstrated and documented for all future generations to read. Says the Medrash Rabbah, "Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Marion, Baha kosev l'mancha, she'im adam ose mitzvah, yasena b'lev shalem." Says Rav Yitzchak that if a person is about to perform a mitzvah, a kind, good act, it should be done b'lev shalem, with all of one's heart. Continues the Medrash, "Ve'ilu ha'yodeya Boaz," if Boaz would have only have known, "Shakurish baruchu machtav alav, v'yitzbad alav, koli v'toicha v'tispa v'toisar," that Hashem wrote down for all future generations to read, that he gave Rus merely a pinch of parched grain, a golos mifutamos hayamachila. He would have given and fed her the fattiest, tastiest of calves, the most delicious food imaginable, if only he would have known. In Parshas Vayeshev, we find the story of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, who was giving these dreams, interpreting by his brothers that one day they would have to bow down to him. Initially, the brothers, who were enraged and jealous, planned to kill Yosef. Reuven, the oldest of the brothers, stopped them. "Vayishma Reuven v'yatzilehum yadam." Reuven heard, and he rescued Yosef from their hand. "V'yomer lo nakenu nafesh." He said, "We should not strike him down, rather, Hashlichuhu also elabor. throw him into this pit. V'yad al tishchubo, but rather lay no hand upon him. Reuven, too, had no idea that his act would be recorded and documented for all future generations to read. Says the Medrash Rabbah, Ilu haya Reuven yodeya shakadosh baruch hu machtav alav. If Reuven would have had the slightest clue that Hashem would have written down this pasuk of Yishma Reuven v'yatzilehu miyadam, b'chseifo haya moylichu etzel aviv, I would have carried my brother Yosef on my shoulders and taken him directly back to my father Yaakov, if only I would have known. Finally, in Parshat Shmos, we find the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was questioning his own ability to be the vehicle to have the Bnei Israel leave Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt. But Moshe, not Aaron's young older brother, was the chosen one. Hashem told Moshe, "Hello, Aaron Achicha Halevi Odati Ki Dabri Yodabrihu. Is there not Aaron your brother? I know he will surely speak." Continues the pasuk, "V'gam hine hu yetzelik rasecha." He is going out to meet you, and when he sees you, he will rejoice in his heart. Aharon also, like Boaz, like Reuven, had no idea that this act would be recorded and documented for all future generations to read. Says the Medrash Rabbah, Ilu hayu yodea Aharon, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Machtav Alav. If Aaron would have only have known that it would have been written down for all future generations, the pasuk, Hine Hu Yetzelik Rasecha, that he was going out to meet his brother, but Tuvim in the Cholot Haya Yotzelik Raso, I would have shown him more respect. I would have given him more honor. I would have greeted him with drums, with music, and with dances. If only I would have known. In a few moments, we will be reciting the Yizkor Memorial Prayer. Often, during this serious, emotional, and powerful tefillah, we reflect on those who have since departed. And we often say in our minds, if only I were more caring, if only I was more sensitive, I should have called my parents every day. I took them for granted. Much like the story with Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, sometimes it's too late to say, if only I would have known. But for much of our lives, it's not too late. An opportunity to spend time with our children, to spend time with our grandchildren, don't pass it up. Seize that opportunity and do it. Take advantage of whatever you can today. This can also go beyond our interpersonal relationships. How about our relationships with God, with Hashem? Is it where it could be? Is it where it should be? If not, make a commitment today on the second day of Shavuos to change. And by doing so, you will never allow yourself ever to come and say, if only I would have known. Good job.